So this morning I woke up and I saw a tweet from @documentally saying that he'd had a dream about John Peel overnight. And I replied to his tweet and asked if he'd ever met John Peel, and he said no. So I said, oh, I'll have to audio boo about the one time I met the great man. So this is what I'm doing. So it was 1993, I've had to check because I couldn't remember, and it was the first Phoenix Festival, and about 30 friends had all gone together, and we were waiting for Julian Cope to come on the Saturday night, and at the side of the stage, John Peel was there DJing, as he was all weekend. So there was about 30 of us all screaming for Cruiser's Creek by The Fall, and he didn't play it, so we were gutted. So roll on to the Sunday night, and we're all a bit tired and emotional by then, and we're all going off and doing our separate things. So me and the girl that I was seeing at the time went up to the main stage, but it was Faith No More, and I couldn't be bothered to watch Faith No More, to be perfectly honest. So we were going to have a little walk round, see what else was on, but before we do, my girlfriend needs to go to the toilet, so I'm stood around outside the Portaloos waiting for her, at which point John Peel walks past. Well, starts to walk past, at which point I just go, excuse me, John Peel, I've got a bone to pick with you. And he stops dead, turns around, looks at me, goes, sorry? I said, there was me and about 30 friends on Saturday night, before Julian Cope, we were all screaming for Cruiser's Creek, and you never played it. He put out his hand and he said, I'm really sorry. Every time I do a DJ set somewhere, there's always people screaming for Fall songs. And they're always taking the piss when they do it. You actually wanted to... Yeah, we love that song. So he shook my hand, asked what my name was, and said sorry. So at this point, my girlfriend comes out the toilet to see me stood with a older gentleman, pair of boots and shorts and a fishing hat. So I introduce her and I say, this is John. Right, okay. So Peely then says, so what are you watching now? You watching Faith No More, are you? You must be joking, I'm not watching that cock rock. I think I'll go and watch Billy Bragg, actually. Billy Bragg's on at the minute. At which point, John Peel says, oh, would you mind if I come along with you, Mark? So we walk along to the tent that Billy Bragg's in, and I'm walking on air at this point, because you walk in with John Peel and everyone's looking at you and going, who the hell's that with John Peel? So we go and stand towards the back, and John Peel stood with us for about 15 minutes, at which point someone comes piling out from backstage and comes over and says something to him, and he says, oh, excuse me, and wanders off. So he was gone for about maybe 15 minutes, and he came back. He said, oh, I'm terribly sorry about that. I've got to go and do a broadcast now, but I just wanted to say thank you for letting me come and watch Billy Bragg with you. Shook our hands, and off he walked. Brilliant. What a gentleman. My girlfriend then turned around and said, who on earth was that old bloke? That was sort of around the time I realised we weren't going to be made for each other. So that's my tale of meeting John Peel, who I thought not only opened my ears to so much of the music that I love, but also was an utter gentleman.
What really went on there? We only have this excerpt.